and the war. I mean, here, the Bhagavad Gita, the Mahabharata enters our story. Because what's going on here is that, of course, the Asuras have started tormenting Earth again. I will say it. When humans, if we shall call them that, start acting like parasites, stealing, taking the very life force and life air from others, like vampires, not caring. Are their lives. And when we find that such beings in the guise of humans are seeking control over the entire world and, as it may even appear, are succeeding doing that, then, well, what does Krishna say? Yada yada hidharmasya. And in this age, it's especially interesting because of Chaitanya, not killing the demons, but the demoniac mentality. How? Well, by bringing this gift of bhakti, this gift of wisdom that we find, that has been given to us and passed along through generations, thousands of years, giving those to as many people as possible, who will then find out for their own lives and then, of course, for the lives of those around them, that it's better to live sattvic. It's better to think we instead of me. Ecology, balance, the way, dharma, call it what you want. And really, it's about returning to the kingdom of goddess and God. Whether we're on earth or somewhere else, because where we find ourselves depends only on our mind frame, our consciousness. So we can show this in our story. We came long here, but we can maybe use that for a story somewhere. How how this is happening. And I mean, here we are in it, me talking this, and it looks to me as if it's happening. On one side here, up on the top of the garment, is a Vaishnava, a devotee of God. And same with a leader on the other side of the planet, India there. And it's possible. And not only possible, that's what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Come to reestablish Dharma again. This one could be made of RK-101.